1, 2, 1, woo!
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for coming. My name is Alex Edelman. I'm a comedian from New York City. I'm 25 years old. And it's been a tremendous year. I wrote the show about a year ago, and since then there's just been a lot of stuff that has happened that I feel is kind of, you know, worth talking about. I've traveled a lot. My brother got married, and on Thanksgiving I came out to my family. I'm not gay. I just thought it would be hilarious. I have an uncle who doesn't like gay people, and because of that, I have come out of the closet on Thanksgiving, every Thanksgiving, for the last 6 years. And they say that coming out is one of the hardest things that a young person can do, and it is, but it gets easier every single year. You stand up with a glass of water and a knife like you're giving a toast at a wedding, and you go, "Excuse everyone, I have an announcement to make." And then your uncle will go, "Oh, for Christ's sake, again?" And then you release the doves and do your musical number, and you sit down. This year was special because my grandfather came to Thanksgiving for the first time in a decade, and no one has told him about my little joke because he's 88 and he doesn't do surprises. The first time he was surprised, he was asleep on a boat in Pearl Harbor, and since then, we leave him alone. And I thought about not doing it, but no. 6 years in a row, that is a tradition. We're all sat around the table. It's me, my family, my grandfather, my best friend Michael. Michael had nowhere to go this year for Thanksgiving, so I invited him. He has no idea what's going to happen. And I stood up with my glass of water and my knife, and I went, "Excuse everyone, I have an Michael and I have an announcement to make." And my grandfather crossed his arms, and he looked around the table, and he went, "I've known since you were 9 years old." He's an interesting guy, my grandfather. He doesn't like the U.S. President John F. Kennedy because in 1951, John F. Kennedy cut him up on the highway. And he has been holding that very healthy grudge for 64 years. I remember the first time he told me that story, I was like, "Grandpa, he wasn't even famous yet. How do you know it was John F. Kennedy?" And he looked at me and he said, "Alex, I never forget the face of a bastard." Which is insane, because that means like there was a moment in his life a few years later where he was like eating cereal, watching television. He was like, "No. Red Cadillac, Rhode Island Expressway. I hope something bad happens to you in a car." Holding that garage for 60. He's an interesting guy. He's an Orthodox Jew, my grandfather. I'm an Orthodox Jew. Whole family, Orthodox Jewish. I've never had bacon. I'm that kind of Jew. I've never tried bacon. I've tried MDMA, but I've never tried bacon. And I remember the first time I was aware of being Jewish. I should have been aware like 8 days in, but you're not really like compos mentis when like... And I was at a children's birthday party, and not for my circumcision. That would be a terrible children's birthday party. If your kid came home and you were like, "How was the party?" And he was like, "There was the weirdest magician you've ever seen." I was at a children's birthday party. My whole family was there. And I reached for a slice of pizza that had sausage on it. And my grandfather slapped my hand away and he said, "You can't have that. We're Jewish." And I said, "What does that mean?" And he said, "It means you'll never be happy." And I said, "What?" And my dad explained, he's like, "Your grandfather means you'll always question things and always want things to be different from the status quo." And I said, "I don't want to be Jewish." And my grandfather went, "And that's the most Jewish thing there is." Sometimes I talk to people in this country, by the way, and they say things to me like, "Well, I'm not a Christian." That's such a foreign concept to me, because like people will say that like, "Well, I was a Christian, but I'm not anymore." That blows my mind, because Judaism, for me, is a mailing list I can never unsubscribe from. Because it's not just a belief in a guy or a belief in a god. It is a tradition, it is an attitude. Sadly for me, it is a prominent facial feature. Those of you on the sides laughing harder than those of you in front of me.
Sample complete.
Ready to continue?